Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. I'm going to just dare to offer a little bit of explanation for what's happening here tonight, because it's going to be fast. It won't be furious until afterwards, when we're all like, why did we do that? So at the risk of explaining the plot, I'm going to explain the plot a little bit. The nation's only college football podcast is going to be doing the SEC West tonight. And the way that we're going to do the SEC West is we're going to do it not as one false identity. No, not just as one. We're going to do it as seven. That's correct. Every single team in God's conference, the SEC West, the nation's most important, arguably. How can one debate the importance of the SEC West? It may not mean nothing to y'all. That's right, Drake. It may not mean nothing to y'all, but I'm about to explain why it should. Because it's got Mississippi State in it. Kind of being half serious. God bless you, Klanga. So we're going to do seven different short podcasts. Identity. We've each been charged with.
What's the early over-under on this podcast length? 80 minutes?
Over-under 72 minutes.
Over.
Over.
Give me the over.
Over.
Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing. So tonight, rather than waste your time any more than we usually do. Oh, the nation's only college football podcast. Well, without further ado, introduce you to this is a mouthful. Oh yeah, that's right. Thank you, Rich Homie Kwan. The soothing tones of Rich Homie Kwan. The first one, we're going to be tackling the Arkansas Razorbacks. As you know, the only Arkansas Razorbacks podcast on these here internets, that would be Ozarkham Asylum. Ozarkham Asylum. That's right. Let's get it, Hogs. Jason, take us away.
We're going deep inside Ozarkham Asylum, where they put all the crazy people, you know, like in Batman. Because maybe some people out there don't know Batman. Maybe they haven't listened to this show and they don't know that we talk about Batman every 2 to 5 episodes. So,
hey, what was Ahmad Carroll's nickname? Huh? Do you remember Ahmad Carroll?
Batman.
That's correct. Ahmad.
Hey, when we invented Reddit Batman on this show, we did not know that it would go on to become the governing principle of this nation.
Correct.
So, yeah. In case you folks are unfamiliar with a little comic book character by the name of Batman, there you go. Sorry to nerd out on you by referencing Batman. He's not very popular. Well, that's true. He is a DC character, so he's literally not very popular. But the reason this ties so well with the Hogs is Arkansas annually, the descent into madness that we as lifelong Razorback homers, we've come to know and love. Let's just run through a few facts real quick. Arkansas all time has the second most overtime games of any team, the second most overtime wins of any team, nowhere near the most losses in overtime, but TCU is one of those teams that has lost 10 overtime games, including most recently to the Hogs. Famously have 2 7 overtime games, setting the record and then later tying it. Both of them wins. The last Arkansas game anyone outside of our fair state remembers was, of course, the overtime game against Ole Miss that ended via an emergency backward dunk pass that ended up deciding the national title. But there was a quarter overtime game 2 weeks before that, and another overtime game like 2 weeks before that. And all this is overlooking, you know, off the field, just the one single episode that sums up the entire experience was, of course, when in 2007, when our head coach was fired amid a public records fiasco. And then a decade later, he sprang a public records fiasco on Ole Miss so that their coach would be fired so that the Hogs could win in Oxford.
I keep forgetting about that.
That happened. It was a long play. We got that W in the Grove. Where they wear pants.
All right, so I think that makes Houston Nutt Clayface in terms of the Batman villains. He could just.
Oh, he's Two-Face. He's Two-Face for
oh,
sure.
I see you say that, but if he gets another job, my Clayface theory, because he can be any of these.
Although sartorially, he's more of a Riddler.
Yeah, that's true. He's definitely more of a Riddler because that man can wear a jumpsuit.
But will he wear pants?
I mean, pants and a shirt combined into one garment.
Shorts.
So he's
Riddler.
Like Killer Croc.
Shorts Riddler. No, Bert was definitely Killer Croc. Just sort of big and angry, and you're not really sure what his goal is or aim. And you know he came from somewhere, but his origin story is kind of a mess.
You know, I would say John L. Smith is the Joker just because he literally kind of looks like him, but I think he's your Riddler. Like, which, like, the Riddler is just like knockoff Joker, you know?
Although emotionally kind of a penguin.
John L. Smith to me is a scarecrow because he's what you fear. He's all about, oh, come here, here, smell some of this. That's John L. Smith in your lungs now. Now you're going 2 and 10.
You ever dreamed of making six figures a year at least for 20 years and watching it all evaporate in a Kentucky real estate scam? I did.
Is Bobby Petrino Robin then? Like,
oh, no.
Getting in a motorcycle wreck, that seems like a kind of thing Robin would do.
Pants. Lord. Yeah, it's the pants.
Tight, tiny shorts.
He's horny Alfred.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah.
He's not that.
That's
organized.
Exactly what I was trying to think of. Even before we started recording, I was trying to think of that.
I don't know.
I say all that to say Arkansas is the epitome of insanity, lunacy, deep twisted psychopathy. That can't be
contained. Citizens beware.
If Batman throws it in the cell, it's just gonna break loose because he doesn't have the nerve to kill it. I think that sums up Alabama's role in Arkansas's story. Just Alabama refuses to ever actually kill Arkansas.
Right. Alabama, incredible resources, total dick, outside the law. Yeah, all of that fits.
And just like, we got one rule. And it's like, Coach Saban, you got like 7,000 rules. But...
Coach Saban, I've seen you break Arkansas's legs like 80 times. I kind of feel like the difference here is...
I won't shoot him. Alabama will throw you off of a ledge from 3 stories up, but we won't shoot you.
I won't kill because I know that has 2 L's and only 1 can suffice to get us in the national championship.
Well, when you think about it, Batman's air game, like his air game does suck, right?
That's not true at all. Wing? He's got a shitload. He's a bat.
Yeah, and he's a bat, and he rarely flies, and he always crashes.
No, he flies. What bat?
Rarely flies? Where? I mean, like, do you ever fly?
He always crashes his shit, and only when he has to. Come on.
What fucking Batman ridiculous. Are you? What Batman do you see taking the bus?
Of the available criticisms of Batman, and they are myriad.
He doesn't fly. He drops.
Are you thinking of the Ninja Turtles? Is that
Alabama doesn't have a proper passing game.
So you're saying he's like Batman.
Alabama has 2 top 10 Heisman candidates at quarterback. Just like Batman.
That's just like exactly like Batman.
No, that is how Batman treats Robin in many ways. You're replaceable.
Yeah, I just got another one.
Next.
These are orphans. I can keep these coming all day. Oh my God, that is Nick Saban.
Oh, dear Christ.
Next ward up.
This Robin's from Hawaii, so you got to go.
Yeah, sorry. I'm 23-2 as a Robin. Yeah, I know. It's a harsh life, kid. Get used to it. Why don't you go lay down at the bottom of a well and get scared of an animal? I don't know. It'll inspire you to greatness if you're a billionaire, but I guess too bad for you. That's right.
So all this lunacy, what does it lead toward? Well, let's look at the title of Bill Connolly's 2018 Arkansas preview. Chad Morris's first Arkansas offense should be fun and prolific. Now, about that defense. Which means there's more of that shit on the way. The crazy has only begun. We got ourselves a offense, even though big secret we have for like the last 3 or 4 years anyway. Bert just kind of gave up on like playing big fat Hogball. We've been a Big 12 team for like 3 years anyway, so it's nice to finally admit it out loud and get back in touch with our roots, these Southwest Conference roots.
Going fast, paying players,
parking a Camaro in the end zone. Whoever gets in the end zone first gets it.
Whose is it? Doesn't matter.
I would like Arkansas to change their mascot to the Penguins because it does suggest sort of like, you know, that dynasty that's kind of faded and not really what it used to be. I love the image of just, you know, a penguin shadow on the Arkansas helmet. I like the idea of weaponized animals, and I feel like Arkansas would go for that too. I would love to see the little Razorbacks running around with missiles. You've seen Batman Returns. It's all about, you know, short fat men with no idea what they're doing, just causing trouble. Not even clear why. Just love mayhem.
Is Bert the penguin?
Yes, 100%.
Definitely by moisture content.
Tommy Tuberville's Mr. Freeze.
See, I didn't want to do this.
Bert is like the starch penguin.
Yeah. Does Mr. Freeze have deep pleats in his suit? If he has deep pleats, that's Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, they're frozen in there. They ain't coming out.
Coach yet.
That's true.
Tommy Tuberville might be Calendar Man. Oh, look at that. It's turning. Time to go.
What's the one? Kite Man? That's Lou Holtz. That's the former Hog Coach. That's Kite Man.
I would like to go ahead and identify the Killing Joke on this schedule.
Yeah.
As an Arkansas fan, let me just tell you where we'll be at our most compelling and maniacal. That'll be it. We'll save it for the very end, just like a proper villain would, at 11:24 at Missouri.
Critically derided and universally panned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's a lot of it. There's going to be so much of this game. Do you like Arkansas football? Cruel. Yeah. Are we laughing or being choked at the end of the game? Who knows? Who knows? It'll be ambiguous. All I know, it's going to be the highest scoring game in the SEC all season between two conference teams.
Like a hot dish of suffering.
68-66.
Oh, it was almost nice.
Also, I apologize for saying Tommy Tuberville was Arkansas's head coach, but I feel like he kind of was.
Give it to, you know you what? If we hold this podcast for a week, it might be true.
Like, he has every single qualification except for actually coaching. He's like from the state. He's coached every single team with any relation to Arkansas.
So he's quantum Arkansas coach.
Oh,
I think
wait.
This is canon now.
Wait, this makes Gus Malzahn Arkansas's dead parents.
Oh, that's it. That's all the time we got. That's all the time we got.
So that's the Arkansas preview.
All right, Spencer, start it up. Start it up, Spencer. Go, keep going.
Boom! That's right. Oh, the smooth transition. Thank you.
Oh, okay, we got transition music now.
And speaking of the rich, oh, do I have a special welcome from the most gentlemanly of all SEC teams? That's right. That's right. We're bringing you Sharks and Rec, the one and only Ole Miss podcast covering all things Ole Miss football. My, oh, my, do we have things to tell you?
I do declare.
Mercy me.
We got.
Are we here to talk about thieving fraud free?
Thieving
fraud free. That's what he should call him. Here's all I'm going to say. I am writing to my senators, my representatives, the White House, the IRS. Thieving fraud free absolutely used federal highways to sling his muck, to find his lies against our beloved Ole Miss. And I resent that my taxes went to pay for those highways, so I would like a refund for every mile that no good son of a bitch.
No count.
Journalistic hick.
Now, brother.
That carpetbagger from way up north in Georgia.
That's right.
Oh, listen, gentlemen, let's not be hasty and suggest that we at all limit the amount of federal dollars coming into the state of Mississippi. I have some revealing budget numbers for you.
No, I just don't think they should be used to fund. I don't think they should be used to fund libel and slander.
They should be.
I have not read Mr. Godfrey's piece, so I cannot speak specifically, but I know it is lies.
That is correct. Thank you. And if I may also have a word, I would like to discuss the addition of a new member to the Ole Miss family. One this week. Recently introduced. Coming to us across the tides of time. A symbol a good tiding.
You said tide welcome. Too many times here, buddy.
No. Tony the Shark. Tony the Shark. Sign of a new age. Tribute to a foregone one. The healing balm in the form of an illegal shark-based product. Probably bought in Hong Kong and smuggled back inside a suitcase that your aunt was carrying. Because who's going to search your aunt? That's right. The shark balm to heal the soul of this divided Ole Miss nation. He's black-eyed and cold-blooded, just like this demon first football dragon.
Aunt, to be clear, Hugh Freeze will definitely search your aunt.
This demon cursed football dragon, I was saying, I insist on riding in well-ironed casual men's wear every Saturday because I love it. The shark is real because it's honest. The shark is real because, unlike Hugh Freeze, it straight up tells you it's going to turn on you at any moment. It breathes freely here and there, nilly-willy, willy-nilly. It's not your friend, but it demands respect. Just like a shark. It also, you know, Ole Miss football has difficulty getting to the Cotton Bowl consistently. If there is a shark,
shark doesn't even know where the Cotton Bowl is.
Just like Ole Miss football.
I like that part where you say willy nilly, willy, willy nilly, because that sounds like something we would cheer at an Ole Miss game.
That's right. Tony the Shark, welcome to the family. We love you. We're probably going to replace you with something else in 3 to 4 years when this one doesn't stick too. The bear just gets to go drink now. He just gets to go do what Bill Faulkner did. Just gets to go grumble at his wife about how they don't have air conditioning somewhere in a little den there in Oxford, just north of Oxford, Mississippi. You served us well. Thank you, Bear. Did I mention we have a new coach?
He has two evangelist names, so he's basically half the Bible.
That's right. Got us through a difficult season last year. Did win 3 out of his last 4 against who? You know, besides Mississippi State, it doesn't mind. Doesn't matter. Just don't. It's fine.
Don't talk about that. Don't talk about how he looks like a sweet potato casserole that might need to go back in the oven for 30 more minutes.
Shouldn't talk about how our coach looks like a thwomp in Mario Kart. Shouldn't talk about how our coach looks like a dude who got their ass kicked and a beer bottle broken over his head in Roadhouse for mouthing off to Dalton. It's Matt Luke rushing in going, oh, God. Our coach, yeah, we shouldn't talk about how he looks like he's telling you that this Ryan's Family Steakhouse, you know, him telling you to wear a shirt in it, it's not a violation of the Second Amendment. And yes, he is the manager. Our coach, we really shouldn't talk about how he looks like his kindly demeanor, trusting soul, and lack of wit got him thrown into a mineshaft early in season 2 of Justified. Our coach, we really shouldn't talk about how he looks like he watches The Bachelorette only because his wife does. But yeah, he cried. He cried when Becca chose Garrett and not Blake. Broke his heart. We shouldn't talk about how our coach looks like he only pawn in Game of Life. We're not going to talk about any of that. We're just going to talk about what a good man he is. Again, 2 evangelist names. All right? And what do you get when you add them all together? The Promised Land.
And there's salvation. There's probably an Ole Miss fan listening to this podcast whose name is John Marks, so we got a full set there. Or Mark Johns, either one.
Hey, Mark, not Marks, buddy. No plural on that. Don't want any confusion. This isn't socialist football. And I say that because Ole Miss has been taking an inordinate share of the punishment for years.
Redistribute the wealth? Because I have some NCAA documents that beg to differ.
That's, you know, when I do it, it's called economic justice. When you do it, it's called an NCAA violation. I need to also tell you a little bit about this team, because if you don't know, I have something to tell you. It's going to be an honest team, much like our new shark mascot, which it will eat your child, but it's just going to straight up own it. And if you watch Ole Miss and you place any trust in this team this year, well, you get what you deserve. You do. I'm not saying it won't be entertaining. It's going to be a delight. You know who was on this whole Polynesian quarterback thing before Alabama was? There, you know. Even before Oregon was, that's not true, actually. Mm-hmm. That's right. Ole Miss, because we got Jordan Ta'amu. I say it because I respect all cultures and I pronounce all apostrophes. That's right. Jordan Tamu. He's going to be outstanding. Do you not know how good the quarterback he replaced is? He's going to Michigan, a place that produced such august talents as John Navarre.
And Chad Henne.
And he's, yeah, Chad Henne. Please. Legendary quarterback Tate Forcier. That's right.
I think a baseball pitcher is somewhere in there.
A baseball. Now we're talking real athletes. But like I said, this team's going to be wildly entertaining this year.
That's what Matt Luke looks like, a middle reliever.
He does. He looks the middle reliever who gave up a crucial run sometime in like the playoffs in 06 and never really got over it. And yeah. My dealership went under. It's been all downhill from here. Yeah, this is a team that's going to have a magnificent offense that's going to score a lot of points. And we don't need to talk about anything else. Not a damn thing else. That's fine. Best receivers in the nation. Whole roster of them. Amazing quarterback. Superb like offensive line. Playmakers all over the place. Defense is for Alabama. Let those uncultured mule drivers over there worry about defense.
Not that we're opposed to building walls.
Yeah, saying. But still, when we find the funding for a defense and we make Mississippi State pay for it, we'll get one, okay? Until then, we're just going to have to be vigilant offensively.
I have one fact check for you. Everything you said there was correct. Everything you've said for the past 5 minutes has been correct, but one fact check. We were on these Polynesian quarterbacks for Bama because Jeremiah Masoli is Samoan.
That's right.
It's Jeremiah Masoli, who is 1-0 against Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel.
Majored in what? Parks and Recreation.
That is correct.
Full circle, folks.
Oh, Matt Luke looks like Jerry. There it is. He is kind of the Jerry of the SEC.
Get the feeling that he kind of gets treated like Jerry at the coaches' meeting.
You're too. In charge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ron Swanson, he's Jalen Sneed.
I'm going to call him Pat.
You remember Jevon Sneed's dad with the mustache? That's yep. Jalen Sneed, living out in the woods. Probably has got 50 grand buried beneath his front doorstep. Yeah. Jalen Sneed in this particular game of Sharks and Rec.
Tom Haverford. Again, that's Hugh Freeze.
I was going to go with Tommy Tuberville for that one.
I was going to go with Chad Kelly. But no, I think actually...
No, Chad Kelly's absolutely Jean Ralphio.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chad Kelly's Jean Ralphio. throws four picks in a game. I'm the worst!
Technically, I'm homeless!
Still in the NFL. He is. Chad Kelly's actually tearing it up in training camp.
He's beating Paxton Lynch for the backup job in Denver.
That's right. Take that, Memphis. Also high and mighty with your cities and your winning record against us in the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah, take that.
Your pyramid.
False idol. Who's the Andy Dwyer? The Andy Dwyer of Ole Miss. It's oh, I'd love to continue to discuss that, but apparently we've hit our time limit. Thank you for joining us on Sharks and Rec. Next!
Well, hello, Shutdown Fullcast fans. It's your old pal, your old friend, your old chum, Jeff Goldblum. Well, my 66th birthday is coming up, and because the universe works in wonderful, incomprehensible ways, that made me realize 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. Yes. Not me, of course. I've always had an excellent mane, but not everyone can be me, Jeff Goldblum. And that's why there's 4hims.com. You can get a trial month for just $5 today when you go to 4hims.com/shutdown. That's forhims.com/shutdown. Ah, oh no, a dinosaur attacking. No, I'm just kidding. It's radio theater. A little joke for you. Hi, Fullcast buddies. Ryan Nanny here to remind you that our colleagues at Vox have a new show on Netflix. It's called Explained, and every episode is a 15-minute deep dive into one important topic, from K-pop to cryptocurrencies to astrology. To check it out, head to Netflix and search for Explained or Vox, or go to netflix.com/explained. Fair warning, they don't explain why we took this ridiculous approach to conference previews, and I can't tell you either. Sorry.
Where's our intro music? We need our wash. Oh.
I was just going to say that Tommy Tuberville is April Ludgate, but continue.
Hmm.
And I'm going to attempt to connect Tommy Tuberville to each school in here.
I have a feeling you'll succeed.
You can do it. I believe we're over to Ryan for a little bit of spoken word.
Oh, DeCocho, welcome to Tiger Tiger Burning Bright, the SEC only poetry podcast. I got a few poems I'd like to read to you about the LSU schedule this year, starting with a haiku. Haiku, of course, is in 5-7-5 format, which is also Derek Dooley's favorite defensive formation. So here we go. This is a haiku about Auburn. Majestic eagle, behold my shiny crossbow. Delicious breakfast. Thank you. Thank you. Now the coach, I'm going to read
that less than I thought I would.
Like, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me on this podcast, and I mean that sincerely.
I know.
The coach, I'm now going to read you a limerick. This limerick about Florida. There once was a gator called Jim, who kept on his t-shirt to swim, till they brought in a shark, and Jim thought, for luck, I'll jack off on that old dorsal fin.
Coach, that's beautiful.
Thank you. DeCocho got one more poem for y'all. This one about Bama. It's a little bit of a remix, so please bear with me. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with the blood of Coach Saban's corpse. Thank you for that's Coach O poetry. Tiger Tiger burning bright.
Well done, Coach.
LSU nice. LSU only play at night.
Is it a night game?
It better
yeah,
be.
Yeah, Tiger burning bright because you only turn on the stadium lights at night. Otherwise, Tiger's asleep.
Are you even an LSU fan if you don't get buried at night?
Yeah, all the good things happen at night. Arrests, called off weddings.
LSU. Yeah, burning swamp gas.
Mm-hmm.
Swamp gas really
seances.
Only
seances.
Seances. It's true.
Carjacking an ambulance. Can't do that in the middle mm-hmm. of the day.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Porn parodies of Walker, Texas Ranger.
Now we're talking, Cher. Come on.
Ryan, I thought you were done with the poetry.
Man, let me tell you, the one with Walker and Trivette, man, just two men admiring each other's strength.
Which one?
we'll talk after the podcast, buddy. We've got notes to compare. Did you know, by the way, like as an LSU noted LSU homer, are you thinking that poetry aside, first six games of the schedule might start looking a little hairy for a Cocho? Might first seven if we extend it to the first seven?
You lop on that Georgia game, and how many losses can you get here of your Cocho and still be all right? Max has to be three, and even that's going to be real. Those teams better be good, right?
So you're saying 8-4 and he's in trouble?
No, just in that first stretch, because I think.
Oh,
that,
okay,
that,
okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Take it to like mid-October if I look at games, what done be competitive on this thing?
Mississippi State, you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, this. You got opening with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an automatic win. At Auburn. And then you got, let's see, next conference game, Mississippi.
Isn't it even possible like Louisiana Tech will be a frisky game this year?
frisky, but man, like, they're just...
I don't know. Are they better than Troy?
I was going to say, do you remember who they lost to last year?
I like that we're playing the parts of LSU fans who want Ed Orgeron fired, because
that's
that is not an unpopular segment of the population right now. We are like slightly to the to one side of the center on this debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, like, I'm an optimist, but oh boy. You could be looking at, I mean, it's reasonable to go, oh, there's three losses in there.
Now, the flip side of this is that if you start even 5-1, that probably is enough that you can weather some trouble down the stretch. If you start 6-0, you're probably golden. And listen, it's possible. Shit happens. Teams win games that we don't think they're going to win. Teams fall from rankings we think they should be in. Like, it's not impossible.
Teams sometimes lose to Troy.
Teams sometimes lose to Troy. But you know what? I look at the schedule. Troy's not on it.
We're good.
We dodged Troy.
Let me also call the...
That's literally the plot of Face Off.
I thought that was the plot of the Spartan War.
Don't lose to Troy. It's both. It's both. They're both the same movie, if you think about it.
Oh, goodness. Might have said that prematurely out of fear Ryan's haikus would go on too long.
Listen, I did a good job.
You did a great...
No, you did.
You did a great job,
Coach
Ryan.
O did a good job.
Coach O
did an amazing, amazing job, particularly with the breakfast one. That was moving. Next!
I like the one about the shark, because, listen, Ole Miss, guess what? That's you now. That's not Florida anymore. That's you.
Oh, thank you, Richelmi Kwan, for the transition music.
I do think it's possible Ole Miss had that mascot ready to unveil, and we're just like, well, Jim's in the conference, so we can't. That's going to be weird.
Gotta wait on it. Speaking of dogs that inspire confusing feelings of desire, Texas A&M! Is it going to get a double dose of Ryan Nanny leading us here? Please introduce us to our Texas A&M micro podcast. You got 10 minutes. You're on the big dang clock there.
This is Dog Save America, America's number one Texas football podcast, even for Longhorns. God damn it. Naturally,
by White Apron.
What?
Brought to you by White Apron.
When the blue apron's just too low class for you.
So we're just going to, you know, we're A&M fans, so we're only going to talk about one thing that matters here, and that's mascots. I assume y'all are aware that we are up to Reveille number 9. And as the prophecy foretells, once we get to Reveille 11, that Reveille will lead the other zombified 10 and the Corps of Cadets into battle, since Reveille is, of course, a general and the ranking officer of the Corps. Now, I know we're here to talk about the schedule A&M has and not the schedule that A&M might have if they cared to play inferior opponents in the Big 12, but do any of you know what happened to the first Bevo? All eight Reveilles that have passed are all buried outside Kyle Field with their own scoreboard and everything, but the first Bevo, what do you think happened to that old fella?
Well, knowing him, he probably died on a big old pile of pillows and a big old silk sheeted bed somewhere in a fancy house.
Ironically, too stringy to eat.
He probably drowned in sweet tea while waiting in a broken down Chevy on the side of the road.
Jason.
So, rumoredly.
Tell him when he lies. Tell him when he lies.
Rumoredly, Holly is the most incorrect. The rumor goes that the first Bevo was in fact served for dinner by Texas officials at a football dinner that they invited Texas A&M to. So, Texas fans, when you ask why we act like we own you, it is because...
Wait, and you think they served you their good beef?
They literally provided us sustenance in the form of their mascot. Why should we respect them? Why should we think of them as equals?
Why should we ever stop talking about them when we need to consume them to live?
That's right.
This is why we have to talk about the Longhorns all the time. We're hungry.
Reveille, dear. Quiet down.
Listen,
I know
you
you're
ever,
festive.
You don't ever tell Reveille to hush, all right?
Watch your fucking mouth, buddy.
I'm being... Reveille, if you would, dear.
If Reveille wants to raise your children, that is Reveille's right.
That's the great-great-great-grandmother of Reveille 12, who is the ultimate Aggie. Once Reveille hits number 12, we'll all ascend into the higher realm, which is it's like a 200,000 seat stadium.
How
Texas
mad
can afford that?
You're familiar with the documentary Voltron, correct? It's basically that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was thinking that of the great Aggie bylaw that states when Reveille stares at the door and growls, then all eyes shall turn black. And the sound of locusts on the horizon shall drown out all other cries.
The lambs are through to the killing field.
Oh, it is, when you think about it, the core really does kind of dress like Hannibal Lecter, don't they? And you know what, Texas? Those lambs, they're still screaming, aren't they?
At a Texas home game, it's hard to tell the difference.
What says Texas more than good bags and cheap shoes?
Fava beans and Chianti, that's what. I'm just going to preview Texas A&M's schedule based solely on the quality of those opponents with live mascots. You can go through this schedule on anybody who doesn't have a live mascot. That's W for Texas A&M. Let's start with South Carolina. Sir Big Spur, British loyalist. Not interested. Not a true American, not a patriot. A elite. Probably a member
probably
of the House.
Probably also not
Lords.
Great to eat.
Terrible to eat. Terrible to eat. That's W. Mississippi State. Bully. Real. You know what? Bully's an adorable bulldog. Bully's also a liar. Multiple bullies have actually been played by two dogs, including Bully 13, who was played by a mother and son. That seems highly disturbing and inappropriate for children, but the most damning fact about Bully, well, that would be Bully 12, who was murdered after the 1972 season, and the culprit was never found. Does this sound to you like a school?
I like the 12 part, Ryan.
That is nice.
Does that sound like a mascot that they honor and revere? If that dog can be murdered and it goes unpunished? Imagine if a Reveille was murdered.
Anything can be murdered.
Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to go take a lap for that in some overalls.
Sorry. Auburn. I relate at least to Auburn having a mascot that is different than its team's nickname, but we don't have the audacity to disrespect ours by going with a second animal mascot. That's confusing, that's disrespectful, and it also suggests that Auburn fans may actually think that all animals are the same and have a very poor understanding of the difference in zoology. LSU.
I'd also like to point out, by the way, Auburn throws its mascot off the side of the stadium every single game.
That's true.
Just
That's
drops
true.
It. Let's offend for itself. We'd never do that to Reveille.
Are y'all applying Miss Rev can't fly?
No, she can, but she just chooses not to. Whereas that dang bird tries its damnedest and has escaped. It's a prisoner.
You think they give that thing proper clearance? You think they contact the FAA at all? Do you think they even aviate? Like properly at Auburn, please.
Mm-mm. That's the frontier.
They're called the Plainsmen for a reason.
Yeah,
just like Batman, no air game.
It's the Frontier Airlines of mascots. LSU, this is the toughie. You know, they got a majestic tiger, beautiful animal, loves to eat different shaped meats, carefully prepared for it. Used to have a presence at the games in the cage, but three of the six deceased Mikes have been cremated. So how can they possibly be brought back to life as some part of some unholy mascot army? They can't. That's bad thinking, bad planning on the part of LSU. Also,
real quick, what yeah. Mike the Tiger? What is his military rank? Is it Queen of all he beholds?
No,
no, he ain't even a queen.
Mike the Tiger's probably got a record. To be honest, can't even vote.
Miss Rev would never.
Mike the Tiger probably can't get a firearm license.
Well, he can't be within 500 yards of a school either, which is why he has to stay at LSU.
Woo. Woo. Ow. Ow. Oh, goodness. Looks like we got two bad bitches on the sideline today. Now, it's the term for the dog, okay? It's the term for the dog.
It's the literal term for a female dog.
It's a literal term. She's a fine bitch.
Please say the buzzer's going to go off soon.
Oh, are you done with you're done listing live mascots? That's it? All these other losers don't have any?
Yeah, all of them.
Oh goodness, all that money in the world can't buy you another 2 minutes, Jimbo. You're done.
Honestly, right. The one I'm most disappointed in is UAB. Get on it. You're not spending money on a stadium. Clone a dragon already. That's how cloning works.
Oh, the lovely transition music. Rich Elmy Kwan taking us to oh, let's see the other half of the brilliant SEC Mississippi dyad. That would be the flip side of the Ole Miss coin. We are going to address all things Mississippi State in an edition of Mississippi State's only and finest college football podcast. That's right. It is time for Comedy Clang Clang.
Egg Bowl.
Comedy Clang Clang.
Egg Bowl.
Egg Bowl. That's right. Egg Bowl, we got a couple things to discuss here on Comedy Clang Clang. First of all, we got a new man, Joe Moorhead. Now, he's not from the South, but I would remind you, who was the last coach we had who wasn't from the South? That'd be Dan Mullen.
How'd that go?
It went brilliantly, but not as good as it could have gone.
Never mind.
Because we've had success. Yeah, look at that.
Look at Matt Luke and wonder why he's not called Moorhead. Look, I mean, Jesus.
Look at Matt Luke and wonder why he's not named Matlock.
The thing's a prize-winning pumpkin up there.
It's it. Listen, the amount of head cheese you would get out of processing Matt Luke.
Oh, that's fermented.
That's something we can consider.
Definitely fermented. That's something.
Yeah. You, by the way, that's something we can consider at Mississippi State because we know how to make stuff. Mm-hmm. Unlike those white-gloved.
Catered tailgates.
Please. We do things in Mississippi State is what I'm trying to say.
Shoes we do amazing Denny's. Things.
I know.
We clone dragons.
You want a dragon cloned? Do you want a dragon cloned that's probably, I don't know, got some kind of backwoods fighting dog DNA in it? We got that. We might have accidentally made one of those last week in animal husbandry.
Listen, man, Jurassic what World's just call, a how-to.
That's right. What you call a mistake, we call Tuesday in animal husbandry. That's right.
We call a meeting three.
I think the best universities are the ones who pride themselves on technologies you unlock in the first 10 turns of the Civ game. Like,
that's right. Wine making.
Trees.
Spears.
Spears. What did you make? Oh, we got horses now.
We're about to unlock riding.
Now.
Hey, listen, that MFA program, it's a good way to buff up an ag school, okay? Got you an ag school that doesn't have any kind of like serious, you know, liberal arts reputation? Pay a bunch of broke ass writers to like spend 3 years constructing memoirs no one will read. That's right. MFA program at Mississippi State. Let's do this. Hell, I'd apply,
it's
man.
It's a long offseason. See, the more he talked about that, the more we started just kind of staring at each other.
How much, is a house in Starkville, man? Affordable, quality place to raise your family. See? I'm saying. The hidden gem of
very well
northern central kind of Mississippi. Yeah.
Is it central?
I don't know.
It's wherever you want it to be.
Feels like central Mississippi.
Starkville's in the heart.
Just like
it's
a clot.
It's like central east-ish because like it's the closest to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, Ryan beat me.
That's right. Is there potential for this year? Damn right there's potential. This is a good roster that underachieved.
Remember, we have to keep saying that because Dan Mullen, he did a lot of things for us, okay? Took the program to a new level, established a new standard. And let's not remember how historically disappointing he is looking back at the rest of Mississippi State's football history. Do not do this. Do not.
Dan Mullen was never going to leave because he was building something, but then because he's a coward failure, he had to go.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, that's right. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is a team that, you know, like seriously, probably more talented than the team he's going to in Florida. That part's actually like probably true on offense, at least. Definitely. And we should win a lot of games this year. We should. And even if we win the same amount of games that Dan Mullen usually won in a game, 8-5, 9-4, right? It's still going to be better. How? Don't ask why. Just will be. Just going to happen.
Multiple.
Also, don't ask. Nick Fitzgerald's going to have a great year. He just is. How's his passing? He's got a lot of room to grow. That's what I'll say. A lot of room to grow.
Like Starkville.
That's right. Room to grow. Move to Starkville. But what I wanted to do, other than this, before we look at the schedule, I wanted to play a little game. It's how we pass the time sometimes when we're discussing great things about Mississippi State football. This game is called One Mississippi, and what we're going to do is I'm going to give you, one of you, Jason or Ryan, I'm going to give you a great figure in Mississippi State history, all right? And then you can decide to keep him or take the next one, all right? Mm-hmm. And that's the idea, to compare against the next one. So...
real quick, how do we decide who wins or what we're evaluating on?
I will keep the score.
Oh, okay, but based on what?
You'll see.
Okay.
All right, Jason, I'm going to start you with a Dak Prescott. All right. You have Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I have already assigned someone to Ryan. All right. And it depends. I'm not going to let you know who that is, okay? Do you feel good about your chances? Yeah, no. Do you feel good about your chances against Dak Prescott, against the mystery player currently in his hands? Or
are we playing blackjack with people? Is that what this is?
Yes.
Okay. This is probably an actual legal sport in Mississippi.
You know what? You can bet on it right now. God bless our sponsor, GoldenPalace.com.
Well, if we're playing blackjack, Dak's a 15, so I'll hold.
You're going to hold. Okay. I will tell you that, Ryan.
Yeah.
You have in your hand a Sleepy Robinson. Okay. And who is more Mississippi State? That's right, Sleepy Robinson.
Yes! So
that's sorry. Where we're going by.
Yes!
I'm sorry, yes, because Sleepy Robinson is more Mississippi State because he's got a worse record as a player, and his name is Sleepy.
So, that was easy. Oh, that was easy.
This is okay. A tricky game where no one really knows what you're playing for until it's over, kind of like most Mississippi State seasons, until exactly. Dan Mullen got here.
And that's why the mystery works, Jason. Okay.
Yeah.
So
felt like the Croom years all over again.
Just pretend you're a Kentucky fan, and this is something you're doing to pass the time until basketball.
You're sitting on a Sleepy Robinson, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're sitting on a Sleepy Robinson.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead and tell Jason which one he's sitting on right now. Okay,
wow.
just so he can feel good about that. Also, we have the technology; the internet's amazing. He's sitting. I will tell you, he's sitting on a formidable one,
Wow.
Okay. So do you stick with Sleepy Robinson, who might I add, knocked out the immortal Dak Prescott?
Right.
Or do you want to upgrade, switch in for...
Flip it. Give me a flip.
The mystery player.
I'll flip it.
Okay. I will tell you, this is probably the hardest matchup we have in this game. Because you just got Kevin Fant, son.
Yes!
That's right. Fanta?
Kevin Fant. Ooh, it's too bad though. Jason, reveal your hand.
Buddy, I got Wayne Madkin.
No.
I got Peach Bowl champ Wayne Madkin.
But The Mad King.
You went all in against a Wayne Madkin and didn't know it. Man.
Damn it. Damn it.
That does sound very Mississippi State of you.
Whoo. Man alive. Man alive. Okay, Ryan, your hand. I'm going to go ahead and tell you your hand. Yeah. Okay. You may not even
imagine,
know him, but I will tell you on
the
name.
Time he put into this.
A lot.
It is. It is good. All right. So that's your hand, Ryan.
Yeah.
You can see. All right. Pretty firm. Pretty firm.
Oh, you wanted me to have Slack open and I don't. So hold on. I was like, I don't know what
I can't believe you didn't read my mind.
Spencer in the part of this podcast.
It's a lot more fun, I gotta tell you. I don't pay that much attention. I do whatever I want. I just wander around. Oh man, Slack won't even connect for me. Well, I don't know. I'm gonna. You know what? Don't tell me who I have.
One sympathizes.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you can hang. You can ride with Wayne Madkin, or
yeah,
you can trade in.
I
want to
go. I'm going double blind nil.
No. Jason can ride on Wayne Madkin, or he can take the sub. Do you want mystery player as? Do you want to see if you upgrade or downgrade, or do you want to ride Wayne Madkin?
So I have the sense that you've created a progression. So I'm gonna trade in Wayne.
That's a bold move. That's a bold move because Ryan, reveal your hand. You're currently holding a Willy Blade, the immortal Willy Blade.
Oh, that's a rare card.
Which that's a real rare card and it's powerful.
He's invulnerable to lightning attacks.
No, despite being made of metal. Willy Blade, you know, Jason made a bold move. Going up against Willy Blade, you're going to need something stout and powerful. Fortunately, he traded up in one of the most, I think, probably rewarding and daring moves that a player can make in this game. He went from a Wayne Madkin to a Fletcher Cox.
Ooh. Oh, damn. Shit.
So wow. I'm sorry.
He's
Ryan.
Like plus 500 against all things smaller than him,
God,
which are almost all things.
Damn. That is correct. That is correct. Okay, so you're sitting on a Fletcher Cox. Okay, so arriving.
Be polite.
Arriving comes a challenger.
He wouldn't even notice if I was sitting on him.
No, that's fair.
That's true.
Just on his shoulder, sort of riding on his shoulder. Yeah, I'm holding steady.
I kind of want to be Fletcher Cox's familiar.
Yeah.
Just one of those little fish that clean a shark.
Yeah.
Except sharks are trash. I hate them.
I live in his ears. That's right.
One of those birds that cleans a rhinoceros. That's what you're thinking of.
Yes.
Rhinoceros is a dog, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Ryan, do you have GChat open?
It's a deer.
Do you have anything open?
Yes.
Wait, a rhino is a deer or a deer is a dog?
I have GChat
open. Yeah, yes. A rhino is a deer, but a deer is a dog.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Pokemon progression.
My understanding of the internet is that all animals are dogs except for possums, which are cats. And cats are also dogs.
That's what Ghostbusters tells us, so.
I will. I'm going to go ahead and tell you your hand. And I will tell you that, yeah, it only gets tougher for the opponent from here on out. Okay? So I know you lost that last round. Okay?
I don't think you gave me enough credit for Willy Blade ending his career with the Tampa Bay Storm, but that's fine.
That's true. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give you your hand. It is a powerful one, I'll admit.
Wow! Okay? Wow!
Yeah. So I'm going to give Jason the chance. Does he want to trade out with Mystery Player or continue powering through like a rampaging hippo with Fletcher Cox?
Yeah, we're just going to duck the head and keep powering through.
That is too bad because Ryan, please reveal who's in your hand. Team Millens. Team Millens. A real Mississippi State fan will know that a Team Millens beats a Fletcher Cox. Okay. That's okay. But actually, Jason was faced a difficult situation. His trade-in was Jamar Toombs. So really, you were going to lose either way. That's all
I
right.
I think I did the best I could there.
Ryan, you were standing
so much like a Mississippi State fan.
You were standing with a T. Millens. You're standing with a T. Millens. Do you trade in? Do you trade in? Or you go
yes.
against?
No,
you're trading in.
I'm trading, yeah.
You're trading in. Okay. Yep. That's a bold move given the power of a T. Millens, okay?
I know.
All right.
So I will hold on. I have to let Jason know what he's got.
Damn, this is so organized.
Yeah, I've got to let Jason know what he's got. This only gets like more difficult as we go up. Okay,
so Ryan, I'm just going to give you a tip. You better upgrade.
Ryan? I did. I traded up.
You better call in some favors, buddy. Because...
Ryan?
Yeah.
You flip over your card.
Yeah.
And it's a Vic Ballard. A Vic Ballard. That's right. The cannonball himself.
That's pretty good. I bet it won't win, though.
It won't win.
It won't. Jason, reveal your hand.
Jerry is motherfucking Norwood.
That's not to end it.
He just wants to run fast and fish bass.
I turned off the. We'll switch next. I turned off the clock for this because one, it's my segment. I'm holding the clock.
All of our haters, they're going to say what they always say about the full cast: too much time on Mississippi State.
Now this is exactly. It's Mississippi State bending the rules, but I got to get through these next names. Okay.
What if Jason. What if I use a Ralph on top? What if I stack a Ralph on top of what I've got so far? Does that give me any more?
You have to have two cards there. You have to have the other corresponding card for
that's
it to
right.
actually we'll activate.
Also, ain't a Ralph in this deck because, like a Mississippi State fan on Saturday night, I'm kicking you out of the casino. It's happening. You're out. So you got a Jarius Norwood, Jason. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the opportunity to trade in against Ryan's hand, who I am about to tell Ryan his hand, and you will hear how powerful this is by the reaction that he makes over this here microphone.
Huh. Huh.
That didn't sound too intimidating.
Okay.
I think he's poker facing you here.
I think he's bluffing. So either he got Smoot or Smoot is on the table soon. I'm going to trade in and hope I get Smoot.
You do not get Fred Smoot. Now,
did anybody?
You do get a Chad Bumpus, my friend.
Oh, see, now we can connect. Ryan, now we can join forces and we can overthrow Spencer.
That's right. You could.
I would do that, except... I have Fred Smoot. Fuck you.
No, he got Smoot.
See, knew it was coming. Knew it was lingering. I was counting these cards. Oh, I was counting cards, and I knew it was coming up soon.
Bonus round. Bonus round, though. Oh, I'm going to go ahead. We're just going to cut cards here. Jason, I'm giving you one more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In your hand. Since you lost, I'm just going to go ahead and give you this one. I'm going to tell you, it's the only hand... in my mind, that under special circumstances, beats a Smoot.
Whoa.
That's right. Uh-huh. The only more Mississippi State player than Fred Smoot, at least in name alone. And I'm not just saying that because he missed games due to stress fractures in his legs. Porkchop Womack. Yeah. Porkchop Womack. Yeah. I still think Fred Smoot beats a Porkchop Womack. I just wanted to say Porkchop Womack. Hey, listen, hit the air horn. Mississippi State's overtime. Next.
Good job, Spencer. That was a lot of planning you put into that.
Actually, yeah, maybe not even entertaining, but a lot of planning.
When is this show?
Next, we got Auburn. That's right, Jason. You're up.
Well, actually, first, it's time for an ad read, which I will begin. Can I get an ad read, some ad read music?
Oh, yeah. Hang on one second.
Holly's our producer.
Oh, we can blame all this on her. Hell yes. Hi. Is the audio quality of the full cast not up to your standards? Talk to Holly. It's her fault, apparently. Not mine. I'm free.
I don't know. I don't think I would blame things on Holly. You're going to be in the same city as her soon.
No. Because then I get to see what happens when those people tweet her about it. She's already blocked.
Well, that'll go poorly for them.
She's already blocked them.
Do you think I have any people left who can tweet at me? Hang on one second. Keep vamping.
Okay. We're gonna.
No, I'm looking for something really specific.
She's setting up an upright. She's setting up an upright bass right now.
Yeah, plugging in the.
Now we can blame Spencer's internet.
Maybe I hear the blues calling, toss salad and scrambled eggs.
It's like, yeah, some 11-minute 11-minute prog rock.
Yes, Frasier, but the jam band version.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Here.
Is that better?
Yeah, perfect. Soon as it finally peters out. Do you want to read more books, but went to an Alabama high school? You should try audiobooks. Visit Audible.com today. That's AUBible.com for all the books about Auburn you could ever listen to, and also the Bible. Audible.com. It's got AU in its name, and it's also got Bible in its name, and it's one letter away from having Cam in its name. And the dot in Audible.com is a circle, which is the name of Auburn's literary magazine. Not that I've ever read it, because I went to an Alabama high school. Sign up for a free Audible.com account today with the promo code Jesus and enjoy one free football season of bullshit wins, bullshit victories, and being both wildly overrated and wildly underrated at the same time all throughout. That's Audible.com/Jesus. And that's the end of the ad read, so here comes the ad music. Thank you.
Spencer, you can come back now.
That was the best ad read we've ever had.
It was. I was looking for Hearts of Space, but your internet sucks.
You're welcome. Are you saying we can't connect through the air? That's appropriate for Auburn.
Oh!
Worked well enough against Georgia a couple years ago. Long time ago.
So does it feel like every team in this division is like perfectly on brand as always? Because like... You know, I feel like we've just run through several teams that are going to be basically the same as ever, and Auburn is setting up to be like peak Auburn, like entering top 10, loaded with talent. The schedule is a total fucking nightmare. Could go really any direction from there. I think the most Auburn development is probably what happened last year. I don't think we can pull that off again.
Well, our friend and fellow Auburn fan, Josh Black, already explained that the most Auburn thing that could happen this season is Auburn beats Washington, and that in some fucked up domino effect is the backdoor that gets Georgia or Alabama into the playoff. But not Auburn, to be clear.
When would that happen?
Because that knocks out the Pac-12, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah. Yeah. Josh is deeply immersed in Auburn studies. He's in way too deep. We got to get him out.
He's like the monk who spent so much time in the deprivation cave that he thinks it's full of flowers. They're real, and I prefer it in here.
The hedges around the field.
The hedges. That's right. I've meditated on the tigers
throwing toilet paper at the flowers.
That's right.
To celebrate a big epiphany.
I've made a tumor's corner of the mind.
My mind has a tumor's corner.
This is, by the way, like there is, I can tell you how Auburn can ruin every major team they play. I can tell you how they're going to ruin their year. Cause this is the year when Auburn ruins everyone's schedule and everyone's season, including their own.
Yeah.
Right. One, they lose badly to Washington, giving Washington false hope. Right. This is the year we make it. This is the year we get a Pac-12 title run. Yeah, sure. Sure, man. That's how it's going to go. Washington loses like three games in conference, or they don't lose until they get the playoff and then they lose by 42 points. Right. That's how this happens. LSU. This is, again, Auburn going in and beating LSU and going and putting the pressure on Ed Orgeron early so that he gets in that hole we were talking about. Right. So he's one of the like early three or four possible losses in the first seven or eight games for LSU, right? Yeah. So another season ruined.
You talk a lot when you prep for this podcast, which is like never.
I'm ready.
All right.
Because I'm a passionate Auburn fan.
Yeah, that's.
I would be cheating the fans and the gift given to us by our Lord above by not preparing.
Spencer, real quick, who's your favorite Auburn kicker?
Probably Wes Byram.
That's what I thought.
Hands down.
I've heard that about
hands
you.
Hands up.
Hands up. That's right. Back together. Two hands clapping. He's my buddy. He's my favorite. If you see me, if you see me,
can you ruin Arkansas?
You know, tussling with him in the street because I'm hugging him.
Just by I think the only way possible would be if Gus brought Brett Bielema back as like a guest coach for the, like, that would be the only way to ruin Arkansas season, I think.
No, no, no. This ruins Arkansas season by making it all too clear exactly how unfit they are to compete in the SEC West at the moment.
Wait. Alternate theory for you. This is the game that ruins both Auburn and Arkansas season because Arkansas wins it, but then fails to live up to that potential anywhere else on the schedule. And so everyone's mad, right? Mm-hmm. Well, beat Auburn. Why the hell are we losing to all these other teams?
Rolling through their SEC schedule, Auburn and the Mississippi State game, how's that going to ruin it? Well, Mississippi State ripping out of the gates at this point. A lot of expectations. Auburn comes into Starkville and just flattens them. Just absolutely flattens them. Thus giving false hope to Auburn and bursting the bubble and putting Joe Moorhead in his first real ugly loss of his first season. Tennessee-Auburn. How can Auburn ruin Tennessee season? They can't.
They can do that themselves.
Yeah, I can do that themselves. It's fine. Maybe I exaggerated by saying he could ruin.
It's pre-ruined. That's the style these days.
It's pre-stressed.
Hey, oh, Tennessee's not a broken program. It's just distressed.
It's vintage.
Dark washed.
Pre-owned. Dark washed. The Auburn and Ole Miss. How can you ruin Ole Miss's season? You know what? I can just say this, and no matter what happens in this game, Ole Miss's season will be Ole Miss's season could be ruined, because if they win, they'll just expect to lose the next one, and if they lose, they'll just expect to lose the next one. Man, Ole Miss has got.
I think the same question for both Tennessee and Ole Miss: how do you ruin a ball band team?
I can't answer that for Tennessee. For Ole Miss, the answer is you win, but you do it in a way that convinces the fans that you were cheating. And the refs had it in. Like, Ole Miss fans, yeah, sure, they're going to be calling the season. Wait for the day that they lose a game on a bad call, and immediately they'll be back in their old place. And this will be that game.
Yeah, either that, this is the one where, I don't know, there's a dirty hit on, you know, like a quarterback or something. Yeah, this is where you pull out the maximum Auburn, right? Auburn doesn't score an offensive touchdown and they win by 14, something like that, right? A&M. Also be a good one. A&M will probably feel cocky coming into this. Ah, man! Jimbo's got this thing cooking! Blow! Blindsided. Especially if this is especially true if Auburn loses or looks like shit against Mississippi and wins anyway the week prior, right? Auburn, Georgia, don't ask how it can happen. I don't... Pain?
Based on last year, the way to ruin the season of the team in this game is to lose.
Yeah, so that's how that happens. And then Auburn, Alabama. Well, Auburn just straight up beats Alabama, and it doesn't matter anyway, right?
Typical.
Never happened before. Happened last year.
Just remember, Judas was the original NCAA snitch.
Next! Air horns, please. Air horns. Please. There we go. Thank you. Oh, we're here for
just a tightly run ship here. Just a real Carnival Cruise Line where everyone's got norovirus.
Actually, this is run a lot like Carnival Cruise Line. One of the ones.
Oh, also, real quick, Auburn fans, you'll be in Atlanta end of this month. Go to preownedairboats.com to get tickets to our live show to see shenanigans like these in person.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we're moving on to our seventh podcast of this episode.
The ultimate.
That's right.
The top.
Welcome to the Alabama podcast that covers Alabama football like the dude that covers Dixie. That's right. It's time
can we
for
get
an edition of?
Coach asked if we could get a ground horn instead, please.
There we go. That's a ground horn. We put it on the ground and hit it. It's time for an edition of Tide Pod.
Tide Pod.
out of respect for Coach Saban, we'll be saying nothing about this team until they do something.
Roll Tide.
Tune in next week for more Tide Pod.